Hi guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast, the show dedicated to transforming your life. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Helen, and we're excited to bring you the best information on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and health. Let's get on with the show.
What's up, guys? Coach Steve here, and welcome to the Challenge Podcast. In this episode, we're continuing the Meet the Challenger series, and today I have with me one of our top 10 finishers, Luke Morris. Luke, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Steve. How you going, mate?
Yeah, I'm really well. How are you today?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Very good.
Mate, it's exciting to finally chat with you. I feel like I've only chatted with you over the phone. You know, we're a few weeks to pass since we announced the top 10. How are you feeling knowing that you've made the top 10 in the May Challenge?
Yeah, mate, feeling really good still. Still sort of sticking to all the training. I sort of put a bit more weight on a little bit, but not too much. I'm sort of trying to not lose too much of what I achieved over the last 12 weeks. So, yeah, mate, still sticking to it pretty well and going strong. So it's good.
Mate, that's awesome. Now, Luke, I know a lot about you. I'm sure some people listening are not sure who you are. So do you want to start by telling us who you are, where you're from, what you do for work, and a little bit about yourself?
No worries at all, Steve. I'm from a cold part of the world, in a place called Orange in central west of New South Wales. I have a beautiful wife who I've been married to for 6 years and two little rugrats who are 4 and 2 years old. Keep me on my toes, as you can imagine. So a normal day for me. So my alarm goes off at 3:45 a.m. and I head to the gym where I meet two training buddies who I've been with for about 6 months. We're at the gym for normally around about till about 6 to 6:30 in the morning, and I try to fit in a little cardio after a weight session. After that, I head back home where I start to get ready for the day, which involves helping the kids get breakfast and dressed, as well as doing my own breakfast and lunch for the day. Breakfast is normally as I'm getting ready, so there's no real time to sort of rest.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mad rush while everything's happening, hey?
Oh, mate, yeah, it's pretty full on at my house, but it's good. So, yeah, and then I'm sort of at work at around 8:45 in the morning, and I manage a popular little retail shop here in Orange, which I've been at for about 15 years, which is good. I finish the day at about 5:30 and head to the mother-in-law's to collect the rugrats who my wife dropped off an hour earlier, as she works night shift and our hours overlap. So we miss each other during the day. So
yeah.
And that's when the fun sort of begins. I get the kids from the mother-in-law's and then head home to do all the bathing and cooking and fighting to get the kids to sleep.
Yeah.
So that's good fun, which I sort of normally try to get them down to about 8 o'clock at night, but sometimes that can blow out a little bit longer, as you can imagine, like two kids want to get to bed. It's pretty full on. Once they go to sleep, I study. So I'm doing primary school teaching.
Yeah.
As well as I'm in my Cert 4 course for my fitness, for my personal training. So I start that when the kids go down and normally get to bed around 11, 11:30 at night. Sometimes can be a little bit longer depending on the assignments I've got due. And
yeah,
and the missus gets home about 10:30. So she normally hooks in and helps me with the assignments. And
yeah. Hey, there's some big days. So you're up at like 3:45 and sometimes you're not getting to bed till close to midnight. That must put a toll on the body.
Yeah, it does, mate. It does. But in saying that, I really enjoy being busy. I know you hear a lot of people say you really need your rest to sort of to help with your nutrition and your training and things like that. But I really enjoy being busy, and so is my wife. So I think as soon as I stop, I'll end up giving up on something. And as soon as my alarm goes off, sometimes I'm tired, but as soon as you're up out of bed, you're ready to go for the day, and you don't think about the next thing until you're doing it, I suppose. And if you think about your whole day as soon as you get up, then you might go back to bed. So you think, geez, I've got a big day. But if you get up and do one thing at a time. But, mate, I really enjoy it. My kids are good kids and my wife helps a lot. And I enjoy studying. I enjoy learning. So, and I enjoy my work. So it's pretty easy.
So, Luke, question. You know, a big objection that a lot of people have to transforming their health, their fitness, or even just trying to change their life is that, you know, common objection of, oh, I don't have time, I'm too busy, you know, I can't fit it in. And it sounds like you really stretched every minute of every day, you know, juggling the kids, work, studying, gym, studying two things. Do you have any advice for people who, you know, might be feeling that they don't have time, that they're too busy, that it's too much effort and time to make a change? You know, how did you manage your timetable? How did you stretch everything during the day? And what advice could you give to people around that?
Yeah, mate, with the advice thing, I suppose it's hard to give advice for people because everyone's different. Everyone's got their own circumstances and their own issues going on, I suppose. But, mate, all I can say is I think if you come up with excuses and I don't mean to sound rude, but I think it's just a lazy mindset, really. Like, like other than the last 2 years, I probably had those same excuses and thought I was busy as well. But, mate, you've just got to embrace it, I suppose, and, I don't know, really make the most of every day. I enjoy my kids. Like, I'm going away this weekend without the kids, and people say, oh, that'd be good because we're not taking the kids. But I really want to take the kids, you know what I mean? So I enjoy being busy. I suppose you've just got to make the most of what you've got, and everyone's got excuses. You can sort of sit back and go, oh, I can't do it today because, you know, I've got DOMS, you know what I mean? You've got to get through those DOMS and just keep pushing through, and it'll get easier, I suppose. But, yeah, mate, advice is sort of hard to give, as I said, because everyone's different.
Just do
what you can and make the most of it and enjoy life, I suppose.
One little psychological trick I heard once upon a time was to try to change your language around busy. Like, a common time people say, oh, you know, I'm busy, and that's almost like I don't have control of my time. I'm subject to it. I'm busy.
Yeah.
Whereas if you say something like, oh, I've got a full day, that little psychological twist makes me like, oh, yeah, you know, my day is full, but I'm in control of it. I'm productive. I'm doing things rather than, oh, it's just it's chaos. There's lots going on. So sometimes if we always use the words, oh, I'm busy, it's hectic, it's full on, it can put us down this like negative pathway where it's like, oh, yeah, no, I don't have time for myself. I don't have time to, you know, do better. Whereas if you say something like, oh, my days are full, but I'm in control of it, then you're in control, right?
Yeah, and it's funny, being in the retail industry, you hear a lot of people, and where I'm from, it's quite a cold place.
Yeah.
You'll have a lot of people come in, and because I'm in my 30s, people think I might get up at 8 o'clock and I've got all the time in the world, but, you know, it's a cold place and people will come in and say, geez, it was cold at 6 o'clock this morning and, you know, you weren't up, you know what I mean? You weren't up that early. And it's like, well, I never say anything, but
I finished training at 6 o'clock. I was...
I was already home feeding the kids by then, but anyway.
Now, Luke, one of the first questions here, I want to ask you why you started this challenge. Was the May challenge the first challenge for you?
No, I did a challenge last year, the January challenge, and I made it through to the top 50, which I was really stoked with and happy about. And, yeah, it was really good. But the real reason I started, I've sort of always been into sport and physical activity, and since I've been about 17 or 18, I've always attended the gym with not really, getting results, but still not happy with how I looked. Even though I was fit enough and strong enough, I still wasn't happy with how I looked. So, yeah, I was at the gym one day and there was a guy on his phone looking at a program, and I just sort of asked him what program he was looking at, and he told me it was the Maxes. So I got home and I looked at it, and it looked like everything I needed. And as I looked into it a bit more, it was funny. I'm pretty goal-orientated, really, and if I've got something to follow and there's a prize at the end of it, I generally try. I'm pretty competitive enough to try and get to that prize. So, yeah, I think looking at the program, it really sat well with me. And there was a guy on the Max's website, Chris Spratt, who actually did it again this year.
Yeah.
Got in the 10 this year, and I looked at him. I remember looking at him last year and I just went, geez, if he can do it, you know, looking at his story, and he was really good at posting on the forum and reading his days and things like that. And I thought I could do that. So I signed up, and another factor was I was showing a few mates probably a day or two later after I'd signed up what I was going to do. And one of the guys, he said to me, that's a load of rubbish. No one can look like that after 12 weeks. And that really sat with me. So I thought every week for the next 12 weeks, I'm going to look like that. So I busted myself.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I busted myself to try to show them, but yeah, I probably looked more towards the prize and things like that rather than the goal of getting my life in order and balanced, I suppose, with being healthy and training. So
yeah. So you've been weightlifting, exercising and quite active for a long time, but the challenge kind of gave you a little bit of structure, a little bit of time orientated like goal. And that's, I guess, why you had such an amazing result. Because I guess you knew a lot of you knew how to train, you knew how to exercise, you have all the knowledge there. It was just a matter of giving you a deadline and then saying, okay, now let's do it. And
yeah, definitely. The deadline and the structure was so good for me. I said I was training and I wasn't really knowing what I was doing. I was sort of doing one reps here, two reps there, you know, three reps here and four sets and two sets. And it was sort of all over the shop when I look at it now. So, mate, I'm so knowledgeable on what to do now. It's great.
Yeah. Okay. So talking about the May challenge, I want to talk about some of the challenges that you may have faced. And, of course, you know, I guess juggling time was probably a big one. But do you have any major challenges that you had to overcome, the main challenge?
Mate, not major ones, I suppose. Like, you hear a few people on the podcast, they've had sort of mental health issues and things they've had to overcome, like really big issues, and they've had some big battles and things like that. So I'm really fortunate enough to say I haven't had any of those. So touch wood. But yeah, no, sort of the biggest sort of challenge for me was not eating the kids' leftovers, and sort of she wasn't around to cook the dinners, so I'm cooking their dinners. And and yeah, so I'm not eating the leftovers, things like that, and just getting through birthdays and wedding anniversaries and things like that. So, mate, the biggest challenge is the nutrition for me. And I'm on top of it now, I think, as I know you can have a cheat meal here and there. But, yeah, the biggest thing for me is the nutrition. So, mate, not too many major issues my way.
Well, look, I could even agree with that with myself. It's all those, like, small little things. It's really easy to say no to a piece of cake or a chocolate bar. But then when it's like, you know, to say finishing your kids' meals or, you know, having a bite of your partner's sandwich or whatever, like all those, you know, add up. And I guess I live with my girlfriend and she doesn't finish a lot of our meals. So I always tend to finish her meals. And yeah, I notice sometimes that, oh, maybe I shouldn't have eaten a whole nother bowl serving, you know.
Yeah.
Those little compounds really add up.
Definitely, definitely.
Now, contrast to the challenges of nutrition, have you had any major wins over the past 12 weeks? Like anything that you're like, oh, wow, this is amazing?
I suppose at the end of the challenge, people just seeing your results and inspiring others to get their health in shape. That's probably the major thing. So that's probably the biggest win. I really like talking to others about the things I like and I enjoy, and health and fitness is one of them. And now I'm looking okay at around in the gym, I suppose. People are coming up and asking for advice and on how to do things. So that's mainly the biggest win, I suppose. I've also got a couple of mates at work who have now joined the September challenge. So after seeing my results, my wife and a couple of her mates have joined as well. So they've got this little group and they go to the gym and they all take pictures of their food and that now. So that's sort of the big wins. And I think if I didn't do it, then they mightn't have done it. So just inspiring others, really. And the other thing too is having your parents, wife and kids tell you that they're proud of you. So at the end of it, I remember my photo was up and you'd rang me and I was so happy and I rang my wife straight away and I just said, Steve just rang and I'm in the top 10 and she just said she was proud of me and wrote me this big message after I got off the phone and the kids come home and give me a cuddle and it was, and my kid's been wearing around his top 10 medal, so he thinks it's his. So, my big is just seeing everyone else happy, I suppose, and
yeah,
that makes me happy, is seeing everyone else happy. So
it's very rewarding, hey?
That is rewarding, yeah.
Well, mate, it sounds like you're going to be a role model to a lot of people, and especially as one of our ambassadors, you're going to be a big role model. And it sounds like you're doing your cert four in fitness as well, so you're going to be a PT and inspiring more and more people. That's really exciting to hear,
mate. I'm so honored to be an ambassador. I'm really enjoying it at the moment. I'm trying to get in and help as many people as I can, and without giving the wrong knowledge, I'm still just learning myself, but that's where you come in and help, I suppose, and the other coaches. So, mate, really enjoying it.
Well, Luke, now that I guess you made the top 10, you've completed two challenges, you're one of our ambassadors, and you know, you're on your way to be a school teacher and a PT, you know, what's your long-term goal from here? Like, where do you see yourself taking your fitness and your health? Like, do you have any big goals?
I suppose I like creating goals and then like smaller goals, I suppose, and trying to get to those now. So it keeps you focused as well, having those little goals. I've sort of been talking with a few past challengers, like Michael Adams, who's an ambassador this time around, who I think finished in the top three in 2017. He's a really good fella, and he's joined a little group that we've got on Messenger with Chris and Peter, who you spoke to already, and Dwayne and a few other guys, like Ben's. And yeah, so I've been speaking with him, and I'm going to try and look to aim towards a physique comp next year. So I've got my goals set on that. And yeah, I'll aim to it. I haven't entered into it yet.
Yeah.
But that's where my head's at the moment. And I've got a few guys around the gym telling me that have done it, that are helping me out here and there with my weights and nutrition as well. So my goal at the moment is I'm going to head towards that and get on stage. And I'm a bit nervous about that sort of stuff. I was nervous taking my photo for the end of the challenge. So, mate, I'll look towards that. That way it'll keep me on track.
Yeah. Well, mate, you know, you're part of our Facebook group and I guess you're part of the family now. And I guess a big thing is to keep yourself accountable. And I think one step is to tell people who listen to podcasts like this that, you know, you're going to do this competition. And if you keep posting on places like the Facebook group, you'll have lots of people supporting you and keeping you accountable to get yourself closer to the goal. So my challenge to you is to, you know, be part of the community, post your progress and, you know, be accountable to your goal and say, yes, this is what I'm going to do. And that could be sign up and say, hey, I've signed up. That's it. I have to do it now.
Yeah, that's right. And I definitely will sign up. It's just a matter of which one I'm going to sign up to. I don't know if I'm they've got one in March that I was sort of looking towards, but I don't know if I'm quite ready for March. So there's one later in the end of the year, I suppose.
Yeah. So there's even 18.
And I don't want to wait too long. I just want to do it now.
Yeah. Well, we can chat another time about my experiences with the bodybuilding show. But
I'd love to
learn a lot about your body. And I think anybody who's listening to this, if you spend a couple of weeks trying to pose, so in front of the mirror and trying to hit just the basic 7 poses of a bodybuilding show, you will learn so much about your body, as in like how your joints move, how to squeeze your muscles, and you will notice you look differently just from posing. And that was a really good experience for me.
Yeah, I'm interested to learn more. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah. Now, I guess my last question to you is back to advice. And I guess, do you have any advice for people who are currently doing the challenge or are thinking about doing the challenge or, you know, are just interested in their fitness and health? Like, do you have any general advice that you'd give to people who, you know, want to better themselves?
Really, all I can say is if you want it hard enough, go and get it. Like, literally the only person stopping you from achieving your goals is you at the end of the day. So as I said earlier, like, you can come up with excuses and things like that, but at the end of the day, it's not going to get you to where you want to be. So yeah, as I said as well, everyone's got their own battles and issues. So mainly just stop making excuses. Like, I don't have enough time, or I'll start it when I don't have so much on. Otherwise, you'd be forever making them and forever unhappy with how you look and feel. So my biggest sort of thing is, I'll put it on the Max's Challenge page, but you hear it a lot, but don't be the person in 12 weeks' time congratulating everybody else for their achievements and saying, I wished I stuck to it. Because there's so many people at the end of it. I've seen it a few times, and that's what drives you, I think. Just sit there going, these guys are going to get through it. They're in the same sort of field as me. Just stick to it, and at the end of the day, you'll have good results because the program, it proves it. You can sit there and go, you know, I'm eating too much. Steve's put bacon in my meals, and, you know, there's too much bread, or, you know, I'm not used to this. But just stick to it. Like, you've got more knowledge than all of us, and that's why we're doing it. So stick to the plan and it works. So that's all I can say. Stick to it. You know what you're talking about and you'll see the results at the end of it.
Oh, thanks, man. I think that's, and I spoke about it a couple of times about, you know, common objections is to question a lot of things. And that's, you know, good critical thinking. Like, you should question everything you hear. And then sometimes we just need to put faith and commit to a program. And sounds like that's exactly what you've done. You've learned a lot from it, and, you know, you've got an amazing result, and you put people like me to shame, because here I am with all this knowledge and you look incredible. So congratulations to you. I'm proud of you. You've definitely earned the top 10, and I'm excited to see you up on stage. So I think you can do a really, really good job.
Thanks, Steve. Really means a lot, mate. Thank you so much.
All right, Luke, we'll wrap it up there, mate. Thank you so much for being part of the Challenge podcast, and I look forward to seeing you as one of our ambassadors, and I look forward to working with you in the future.
Perfect. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me, mate. Thanks, everyone. Good luck.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.